Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us and for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. You can subscribe to it, too, or you can come and get it. And you can do a lot of other things there at our site that's rich with resources for your small business to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and it's all free. Check it out when you get a chance at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I want to introduce you to a new friend, someone I met this weekend, someone, a very special person, a very important person in the lives of so many people, because he touches the lives of their children, ladies and gentlemen. Not just their children, but their children when they are the absolute most vulnerable, when they're premature babies, when they're little bitty guys with lots of problems and needing lots of help. This is one of the guys who does everything he can, not only to save their lives, but to help them to grow up and live a healthy, happy life. And his name is Dr. Gregory Alexander. He's a neonatal physician, one of the pioneers in that industry. And it's my understanding he developed the first neonatal care center in Central Florida. He's a very proud part of the Arnold Palmer Hospital System. And he's our new friend. Dr. Alexander, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Jimmy. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Dr. Alexander, we were just talking to Abdullah Tharu, whose young daughter, less than two-year-old Maya, came through your system, and he got to know you and the other folks. You guys have now become friends. And what a wonderful story he told about how you guys not only saved his daughter's life, but she's now back up to full size and full everything, just like a normal little two-year-old.
That's correct, Jim. That's the case the majority of times, you know, because of all the technological advances that we have made in newborn medicine in the last 25 to 30 years, and all the compassionate care that we provide at the same time that we have high technological support. We're saving smaller and sicker babies, and the quality of life of our babies is normal more than 90% of the time. So the most rewarding aspect of our profession is that we get to see our babies coming year by year and developing to a fully normal life.
Now, you've been a neonatal physician for almost 30 years, haven't you?
That's correct.
At least, well, let me put it this way. Let me back up. You've been at the hospital system, the Arnold Palmer system, for almost 30 years.
That's correct.
You may have been somewhere else before that.
That was my first job. I finished training in newborn medicine. I came to Orlando.
Where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Miami, where I did my training in pediatrics and newborn medicine. And once I finished in the late 1976, early 1977, I came to Orlando, and we developed our neonatal intensive care unit. We started with only six babies at that point, and right now we care for more than 100 babies every day.
100 neonatal babies every day?
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow.
The growth that we had experienced in Central Florida is tremendous. You know, now we have...
And these babies are coming, are not just from Central Florida either, are they?
Well, yes, they're not only from Central Florida. Because of our location in Orlando, we have a lot of people traveling to Orlando because of Disney Universal, the attractions. Many pregnant mother comes during the travel, during the flight. The barometric pressure may induce premature contractions.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, yes, we had had babies
born. You bring a lot of tourist babies, don't you?
No question about it. From all over the United States, from Europe, Central, and South America, we have had babies.
Wow.
So our impact is really global.
I did not realize that. But that's a great story. And 100 babies a day.
That's correct.
And these are just neonatals. These are just premature babies, right?
Those are the sickest and the smallest and the babies who have problems. You know,
one pound. Maya Taru weighed 1 pound when she was born.
That's correct.
When we come back after these messages, we're going to take a quick break, Dr. Alexander. And folks, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Dr. Alexander to reflect back on when he became a neonatal physician 30 years ago. What was it like? What's the difference in taking care of those babies? How much has technology helped? What's the survival rate now compared to in those days, folks? And this is an example. Things you're going to hear, I think, are going to tug at your heartstrings. And I hope it's going to make you contribute some money, if not to this hospital, and I hope you do, maybe to another. 20 Till, stay with me.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountainside.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Lightengain, Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Greg Alexander, the guy who founded neonatal healthcare in the Central Florida area. He's been with the Orlando Regional Hospital System, which Arnold Palmer Hospitals are part of that group. He's been with them now for almost 30 years. And now, Dr. Alexander, you have seen an awful lot in the last 30 years. The neonatal medical field has basically, you're one of the founders, you're one of the pioneers of this industry. It's really, has really progressed so much. Technology has done so much to help you save the lives of these little babies, hasn't it?
That's correct. When I came to Orlando, a two-pounder had only a 10% chances of survival. A one-pounder really very rarely made it. Right now, a two-pounder has nearly 100% survival, and a one-pounder we can save, we'll say, closer to 85 to 90% of the
wow.
time. And the technology has been tremendous. We have now different type of breathing machines, respirators. We can supply substances directly into the lungs of the babies that will induce maturation of the lung in the period of minutes or hours when that took a process of days or never occurred for the baby. And we have other type of pieces of equipment. We have heart and lung pump machines that are saving the life of near-term or term babies who have very serious and critical lung and heart conditions. But among all the technology, we also deliver a lot of tender loving care. We do a lot of healing of the soul and the spirit of the baby with our parents, our volunteers, our caretakers, and playing music, touching the babies, massaging the babies, changing the environment has had a very significant impact. So we believe that technology is not everything.
And you're recognizing the existence of a little personality. A little spirit in this little bundle of joy, and
that's
the fact
correct.
That not only does the physical part need to be nurtured and cared for, but the spiritual part.
That's correct. That's correct, and that has been a very positive and rewarding part of our field as we let the parents and the siblings of the babies participate with the nurses and doctors and respiratory therapists in the care of their babies.
And folks, the hospitals we're talking about are the Arnold Palmer Women's and Children's Hospital. There's an Arnold Palmer. Give us the name of the second hospital, and then let's talk about
the second hospital is going to be the Winnie Palmer Women and Babies Hospital, who is going to open on Mother's Day, just a few weeks away.
Right, just a few weeks away, and then there's going to be another one in October. Another building called the
it's going to be the trauma and emergency room for pediatrics.
Yeah, and you're going to be you expect to be getting infants and children from all over the country, maybe all over the world, who need some help, special help that you guys will provide.
That's correct. I think because of our location, because of our reputation, you know, we'll continue not only delivering care for the babies and children in Central Florida, but from all over the country and all over the world. And Mr. Palmer's support and his presence and his name has given us that special magic type of recognition that has made our place more and more successful.
Well, and he told John Bozard, the president of Arnold Palmer Hospital, who was on the show in the previous hour, he told John one of his requirements is that nobody gets turned away.
That's correct. That's correct. We will always find a place or a space for the babies. We will never turn a baby or a child away from our hospital.
Because they can't pay or for whatever reason. If they can't pay, they get treated anyway.
They get treated in the same way, with the same consideration, with the same extraordinary type of care.
The other thing that impressed me was something that John said in the last hour, Dr. Alexander, was that if someone contributes a dollar, whatever they contribute to the Arnold Palmer Hospital, 100% of that goes to care. None of it's administration.
That's correct. You know, that's the beauty of our hospital is that every single contribution will impact the life of our babies and our children for generations to come. And that's very, very unique.
And, folks, I want to give you a website where you can go. It's ORHS.org, and that is the Orlando Regional Hospital System, ORHS.org. You can go there, you can click on the Arnold Palmer Hospital, and you can make a contribution online. If you can only do $25, if you can only do $50, $100, whatever, I encourage you to do that. One of the things that I met some folks, Dr. Alexander, this weekend, out at the Bay Hill Tournament, which is going to be called, it's Mr. Palmer's tournament anyway, but it's going to be called the Arnold Palmer Invitational next year. But I met some folks out there who are part of your organization who specialize in helping people who want to make large gifts and to make sure that those gifts are used in a way that they would like, maybe to let them know that they're going to be getting a special piece of equipment, that their money's going to buy a certain piece of equipment that will increase the mortality rate, that will increase the survival rate of these little children, and I think that's a great thing to have those folks available.
No question about it. We have a very committed caring team in the foundation that work hand-in-hand with the physicians and the staff.
When we come back after these messages, Dr. Alexander, I want you to talk to us about the business of medicine. Tell us about how the business of medicine has changed over the last 30 years. And we'll do that, folks, right after these messages at 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida, on first day of spring.
Of your heartstrings, it's such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on the road, Orlando, Florida, and I'm going to be spending some time today with the good folks at the Arnold Palmer Hospital and getting a tour. We're going to get a tour today, folks, of the hospitals and see what they're doing over there so I can learn more about them. I'm so happy to be involved with this group. It's a very important group, and it's just one of the ways that my organization tries to give back a little bit. We're visiting with one of the guys who this organization couldn't do without. He's one of the pioneers of the neonatal medical practice, of that whole level of care, that whole discipline of care. He's been with this hospital system for almost 30 years, Dr. Greg Alexander. And Dr. Alexander, and by the way, thank you for all the things that you do for all these wonderful little children.
Jim, it's always a pleasure for me. It's a mission, a vision, and I do it with a lot of passion, a lot of care, and I get more rewards from what I do.
I'm sure you do, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys in the future. Talk to us about the business of medicine. How has that changed over the last 30 years?
It's changed a lot, but Jim, before I talk about that, I want to welcome you as the newest member of the National Advisory Council. That's a council that was established by Mr. Palmer with friends and supporters to help the hospital and help the mission and vision of the hospital. And I want to thank you already for your involvement and your participation. And welcome.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm very honored to be part of the group and to be part of all the things that you're doing. And we're going to do some good things together in the future. So how has business changed? The business of medicine changed.
It's changed a lot, and from the financial point of view, from the physician point of view, it has not changed for the best. We had, because of managed care, because of insurance, because of medical malpractice, medicine has really been impacted and very affected, and sometimes not for the best. Most of the physicians and most of us are working harder, longer hours, and the reimbursement has significantly dropped. And that's not what we went to medicine for.
Right.
But the concept or the impression of the past was the physicians that really were extremely wealthy will do very well from a financial point of view, and that's not the case. And that has been also impacting the hospital. The hospital way to capture revenue in order to provide support and continue with the programs that are so vital and the life-saving of our babies, children, and adults. So it has been a struggle, but we're committed as physicians and as hospitals to continue rendering the best medical care, and we are the leaders in medical care in the world.
The United States medical system, no question about it. But do you feel that for the dollar being spent today on medicine, that more lives, I know more lives are being saved, I know we're living longer, but in terms of, if we were just looking at it from a return on investment standpoint, if we could just take the human factor out just for a minute and think of it in terms of it being a business, do you think we're getting more for the dollar being spent today? Are we more efficient with our dollars today, or are we just putting more money into it? And we're saving more lives, but it's because we're putting more money into it and because we got dedicated people like you. What do you think?
I think we're more efficient. I think that all of us realize that we cannot waste money as we deliver care. And I remember the evolution that we have had in medicine in the last 25 to 30 years. Even though we have all the availability of all the tests, the X-rays diagnosis and laboratory tests, we tend to limit to just the very essential. And that happens as you get more mature in your field. And that allows for more cost saving for the patients and for the hospital. So I think that we have everything in our hands, but we're trying to do just the bare minimal, but important, bare minimal and essential for the saving of lives.
Dr. Alexander, we're going to have to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of the hour. I want to give the website out again, folks, ORHS.org. Click on the Arnold Palmer link. You can go there if you want to. You can find out what they've got going on. You can give them a call. If you want to make a contribution online, they'll take your money there with the credit card. And it's a secure site. Don't worry about that. And Dr. Alexander, for all you do for so many teeny tiny precious little babies and their families, we thank you.
Right. Thank you, all of you, and thank you so much for having me in your program.
Well, we'll have you back another day because you and I are going to stay in touch. Thank you, Dr. Alexander.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
I've got one more day in Orlando. That's tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.